St. Anna Schaefer was born on the 18th of February, 1882, in Mittelstetten, Germany. Now, although her family were of modest means, Anna grew into a healthy, strong maiden. From her childhood, she demonstrated a calm nature, piety, and love of God were instilled in her through the Christian upbringing given to her by her mother, Therese. Now, Anna's father, a carpenter, died at the age of 40, leaving his family in great poverty. Anna dropped out of school and worked as a maid from the age of 14, hoping eventually to be able to enter a religious order. But with family obligations, she could barely make ends meet. In 1898, she had a vision of Christ in which she was told that she was destined to endure long and painful suffering. Although she tried to escape her fate, Anna, the maidservant, had a severe work accident. On February 4, 1901, while working at a laundry, Anna slipped and fell into a boiler filled with boiling lye while reattaching a stovepipe which had loosened above a copper. She was taken to a hospital, but nothing could be done about the painful burns. More than 30 surgical operations followed, and the wounds had to be carefully dressed, which also caused much pain. Now, despite the constant care of her doctor, Dr. Waldin, skin grafts did not succeed, and Anna became completely immobile. She was therefore forced to abandon her longtime dream of entering a religious order. Her mother, however, was to care for her until the end of her life. Even when her mother became sick, many visitors told Anna, "You will be a great burden on society." Hearing these hurtful comments caused her great pain, but she bore it with love. She offered a suffering for the whole church, especially for the dying and for those who commended themselves to her. It was a joy for her to be an offering for souls. She wanted to suffer, following Jesus Christ's example. She recognized this as a life's task. Looking at the cross and prayer gave her the strength to do it. But her real strength came from the Eucharist, as she herself once wrote, "My greatest strength is in Holy Communion." Now, Anna never lost her optimism and became even more devoted to her faith while enduring constant suffering. She was often unable to sleep, but continued to express her adoration of Christ and veneration of Mary. Now, she had a special devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The most Sacred Heart of Jesus, as depicted in a letter by Anna that she wrote, was chosen as a logo. The flames from the heart are composed of ears of wheat, a reference to the sacrament of the Eucharist, in which we encounter the expiatory love of Jesus. A local abbot would bring her the Eucharist daily. She wrote, "I cannot write by pen how happy I am every time after Holy Communion. I forget my earthly suffering, and the longing of my poor soul draws me every moment to adore my God and Savior, hidden in the Blessed Sacrament. Indeed, those holy hours I am often so happy that for all the world, I would not exchange my bed of suffering with any worldly princess." She considered her suffering, her writing, and ability to knit clothes for her friends the three keys by which she could enter heaven. Her beatific attitude made her a beloved figure in town, and people would often visit her to hear her comforting words of faith. A French writer says of her that those who were the most prejudiced against Anna did not fail to be impressed by her patience and her kindness. Now, from 1910, mystical phenomena developed around her. Among these extraordinary signs and examples of grace, we must count first all of her dreams which she recorded for her spiritual director, without his knowledge. She makes mention of her encounters with several persons who the church has since beatified or canonized. Among them, we can mention Gemma Galgani, Gabriel Possenti, Anna Maria Taigi, and even Therese of Lisieux, who appeared to her by her bedside to console her in her suffering and told her, "On a sickbed, the virtue of courage is necessary." Also, including what could be described as stigmata, which she did her best to conceal from the public, and occasional waking visions, which made her ecstatic. These developments brought no change in her attitude, though she remained selfless and promised prayers and letters for anyone who wanted them. Now, on the 25th of April 1923, according to her own report, during a Good Friday vision, Anna experienced the suffering of Christ on the Mount of Olives. She fell into a rigor that lasted 8 hours, and they feared that she was dying. According to Father Rieger, the entire time, her eyes were fixed on an image of the Es Homo. From that day onwards, Anna's condition grew worse. Her legs were completely crippled, accompanied by spinal pain, painful cramps, and in the end, by rectal cancer. Remarkable, however, despite these extremely weakening cramps, Anna was still able to receive Holy Communion, and after receiving, she made an act of thanksgiving. Now, due to a fall from a bed in mid-August 1925, she suffered from a brain injury that affected her speech. On the morning of October the 5th, she received her final Holy Communion and suddenly spoke, "Jesus, I live for you." She died minutes later. Now, since she was a member of the Third Order, Anna was buried in a Franciscan tertiary, which she described as a wedding gown. The encounter with Anna Schaefer's story raises the question of the meaning, and what's even more, the value of suffering. She realized that it was a calling to pray for the church and the people, and to suffer with Christ. She was true to a calling until death. Now, in the face of the afflictions and the pain Anna had to suffer, which are beyond words, we can't but look up to her admiringly and bow. However, we can benefit from her exceptional life. In Anna Schaefer, the psalmist's words came true. "In you I trust, O my God. No one who's hoping you will ever be put to shame." Saint Anna Schaefer was canonized in 2012 by Pope Benedict XVI and is the patron saint of the disabled, the bedridden, and accident victims. Saint Anna Schaefer, pray for us.